Hi there, this is John Belt. Glad to be with you today. I just wanted to share with you a little bit about trumpets and the voice of God. How many of you know God has a voice? He has a huge voice, and He wants His voice to be released through us. You know, He is into getting us involved in His kingdom work. You know, and one of the ways that we can be involved is by being yielded to His Spirit and allow Him to speak to us so that we can utter the things that He shows us. You know, His word is powerful. And just by the spoken word of God, atmospheres changed. Our lives are changed just by the spoken word of God. I believe in reading the word of God out loud because it is the rudder for our lives. It's the truth, and we need to speak the truth. And that's a powerful thing. I want to read a verse to you out of Ezekiel. And it talks about the voice of God. And in Ezekiel, it says in Ezekiel 43:2, "And behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel came from way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with His glory." You know, the voice of God is like the sound of many waters. Can you imagine that? That is just an amazing picture of the voice of God, that it has such power. And what's even more amazing is that God, in His infinite wisdom, wanted to fill us with that same river, that same sound of many waters, by His Holy Spirit. And so when we realize that, hey, this is the same river, it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in us, and that there's resurrection power in us, that should motivate us to say, hey, the voice of God being spoken through me has power to impact and change atmospheres. It has the power. Our prayers have power. When we pray for others, that there's a complete connection in the spirit realm when we speak. It changes things. It changes lives. And it affects the atmosphere around us. It affects the atmosphere in our home and the atmosphere in our family members and all these things. And so we have to realize the power that God has given us. You know, God spoke in the beginning. He said, "Let there be light." And something happened. There was light. You know, and so when we speak, we can expect that same power to change things. We can expect it because the Word of God says it, and the Word of God says it, that settles it. And we can bank on God's Word. And so I want to encourage you to speak life and to speak blessing. Be attentive to your words. Think about what you say through the day. Think about these things. Think about what you're speaking to others. Are you encouraging? Are you lifting them up? What are the things that we're doing? Are we worshiping God? Are we changing the atmosphere through our worship? There's so much that we can do with our voice. And we have to realize that when we yield ourselves to God, we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, He inhabits us and then makes our voice that much more powerful because He wants to see His kingdom come and will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wants to see it happen. Don't you? Don't you want to see it happen? Absolutely. And so the more we yield to the Holy Spirit and the more we yield to that prophetic unction of the Spirit, the more we can shift things and change things in the earth. And we can change things from the very smallest things to the biggest things. And God doesn't look at them any differently, you know. A small step leads to a bigger step. And so don't minimize your sphere of influence. Don't minimize it. I'm reminded of the passage where Jesus casts out the demons, the legion of demons, out of that demoniac of Gadarene. Well, we see what happens. It affects the whole town. One deliverance affects the whole town. So just think about it. It didn't take but one deliverance to shake up the whole town, and then they wanted to kick Jesus out because they were under such an evil influence. But just that one small deliverance has a huge impact. And so just even in the smallest of circles, it doesn't make any difference to God. There can be something. When there's something penetrated in the Spirit, it affects the whole realm of darkness. And so don't minimize what God has given you to do, because it's important. So I want to encourage you with that. And I want to read another verse to you. And this verse is in John 4:10, and it says, Jesus answered and said to her, the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would ask him and he would have given you living water. So here again, Jesus is talking about those living waters that dwell inside of us, those living waters that have the power to change things. And so I want to encourage you today to tap in to that well. And I want to remind you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God's voice is like the sound of many waters. And that sound dwells in you. And that sound changes things. And so I want to believe with you today that God would just give you a breakthrough, and that when you speak and you speak what God is giving you to speak, that it would give you breakthrough, that would break you into another place, and that you don't settle for being quiet, but you rise up, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. And so, Father, I pray for your people. I pray, Lord, that you would just give them a tremendous breakthrough in the Holy Spirit, a breakthrough in their lives, Lord Jesus, that they can speak, and those voices, those people who have tried to shut them down and shut down their voice, Lord, that you would set them free from all that, that they would find freedom in you in the name of Jesus Christ, as they speak the very words of God. And we thank you for that anointing that breaks the yoke. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.